shit. Like, all right, where the fuck is my lighter? Duh, I had a whole lighter. It had roses on it. It's gone. Niggas got me.
I can't believe I bought a whole fucking pack of lighters in my car. I bought a whole pack of lighters from Sam's Club, and we have none.
60 lighters, yet we have none. All right. You're going to have to carry the show. I'm going to go get some lighters.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
You got to carry the show. Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind. I found it.
All right, cool.
Okay. Hey, winner.
I'm going to start singing this shit, man.
still got the Chet Holmgren voice. Nobody want to hear that shit.
Damn.
Yeah, all right. The cartoon version. You're absolutely right. I can't sing for shit, my nigga. Nah, I'm just trying to get situated. You know, just trying to get situated and shit, man. Just trying to get my life together. Nah, you're right. You'll be here all
week. I
don't know.
All right, yeah, I'd like to welcome everybody to another edition of No Good Sense.
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay. Back at the club.
Back at the Black Fire. Yeah. About to light some fire. It's 420 fucking weekend, man. It's a stoner's holiday.
It's like 419 and a half right now.
Like three quarters, yeah. But I'm going to start early. I'm going to party like it's
419.99.
Hey, sure, whatever. I don't care.
Every day is
420. Every day is 420 for me, pal.
Everybody got a circle, man.
They
got a triangle.
They
got like a linear thing going on.
I know, bro. Fucking CT out here camping, so shout out to CT.
All right, not fun, bro.
Yeah, bro. I'll see you later when it ain't 50 fucking degrees middle of the day. I can't.
Yeah, man,
it ain't camp weather for me yet.
No. Yeah, how was your week,
dude? It was straight, dog. I got it's busy, man. These next couple weeks will be busy as fuck. But I was trying to get some stuff done so I could go to Cancun with my baby.
Okay.
And you know, fucking relax, man. These last 6 months, man, it's been a grind, dog. Like, it's been a work grind. And then I just want to get refreshed and really get back on the podcast wave too. Like, I got a couple ideas I want to do and shit like that. So I just got to get my energy back, man. I feel mentally fatigued more than anything else. Yeah, fucking called myself trying to save some money, drive my kid back to school last weekend.
Okay. You say you called yourself.
Yeah, called myself, you know, because, you know, Uber is $100, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, man, look, if I'm going to spend $100, I'd rather throw that shit in my gas tank, right?
Right, true.
So I take him up to MSU, come back. I'm like 20 miles from the crib. Big-ass rock kick up, crack my fucking windshield. Now, for those that don't know, our car has got a lot of technological features. Crack windshield replacement was fucking
$1,100.
$1,100. $550 for the windshield. Another $550 for recalibration. Now, the recalibration is bullshit because I seen what the recalibration is. I'm like, this is bullshit. I tell you what, bruh, I'll pay you $100, do that shit off the books. You put that shit in your pocket. Why pay the company? They ain't going to know that the shit was recalibrated.
You're right. What they need, like a little... Now,
some people got a tablet, and then other people got like a board where the camera reconfigurates with the board so it just measures the lanes properly. But then a lot of BMW posts have said, like, yo, if you get the glass replaced, you don't have to do the reconfiguration. It'll reconfigure on its own. You okay. Don't necessarily have to pay for it. So,
you said fuck that shit.
I ain't said fuck that shit yet.
Okay.
I'm probably going to go to the dealership and get my shit replaced the correct way because that's my baby.
Yeah.
So
that's, what you feel like paying that $1,100,
huh? Not today. You know, because it would have been an impulse angry spin. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, fuck, I got picked up. And then threw the card down. Mad as hell that I was throwing $1,100 on a fucking windshield for a crack that ain't even in my fucking field of view. But on the other side, I keep hearing that fucking next Friday line in my head. Be like, damn, look at that dent. It make you not even want to drive it. That's how I feel a little bit. So, what's good with you though?
Man, same thing, dog. Just
like crack windshield too.
No, mental fatigue. I got the crack windshield. I think that. But no, mental fatigue, man. Like I say, work crazy. My job is about to change. Yeah, man, this is wild, dog. This is about to be a wild ride for you, boy. So, I mean, I guess on one side, maybe I won't be working 7 days anymore. But then on the
other
side,
good.
Well, I mean, it depends what my pocket's gonna look like because I'm used to a certain thing now. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm gonna need that paper.
I'm gonna need that paper. I feel you. Right. Niggas can't be taking pay cuts. Inflation keep going up, and salaries going down.
That's one thing that's my goal. So, you know, I'm trying to get my craft, with t-shirts and all that stuff. Probably design some business cards. Got those coming in this week. So, well, we're gonna get rock and rolling, man.
That's what's up, man.
Consistently.
Nigga said, I'm trying to get my summer body.
I'm trying to get
shit, man. I'm almost summer ready, man. This fucking shoulder stopped holding me back.
Yeah.
Skip right, nigga.
Right.
And then we back on board.
So what we got going on for tonight, man?
I don't know. I mean, I know. I was gonna say the quantity of shit, but you know, fuck it. I don't even know why you just said that.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Look, let me explain something to you. I've been drinking since 3 o'clock this afternoon. Oh, I've been high. Now I got this other shit. I'm cool, my nigga.
Get in the car with you, driving 300 miles an hour. Like
300 miles an hour so everybody sees you. It's just like Fresh Prince.
No, it's 2 miles, dog. 2 miles an hour.
Sure about that?
How they gonna see you going 300?
They be like, damn. Like, real quick. Zoom. They saw something, nigga. Saw a blue blur.
Okay. What we got for the night?
He's about to go left already, nigga. Right. So, you know, they had the WNBA draft on Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know.
They don't play, man. They get done with the tournament. They draft. So they
and then the girls go and play next month. Like,
that shit is crazy.
They don't get no break.
None.
For their $70,000 a year. Caitlin Clark obviously was the first pick of the draft, and then I'm just gonna give you the notables because we don't know who all these bitches are. Cameron Brink from Stanford was number two.
Okay.
Camilla Cardoza is number three out of South Carolina. She cold. She can ball. And Angel Reese went seventh.
Angel Reese went seventh.
Yeah, she was the second power forward drafted. I'm actually shocked by that.
Okay.
So yeah, it only went 12 rounds because there's like 12 teams.
You say what?
I mean, it went 12 picks because there's only 12 teams.
So they got one round.
Three rounds, 12 picks.
Okay.
So 36 girls were drafted.
Okay.
I did see Caitlin Clark's draft party at some club in New York. Uh-huh. It was fucking empty. Her entire entourage looks like they created Facebook. And this bitch herself, she looks like Mark Zuckerberg. Like,
I was thinking like Jim Carrey.
Young Jim. In Living Color Jim.
Yeah.
In Living Color Jim. Like there's...
When he put on the bikini, he played the
Vera. Vera. She looks like Jim Carrey's character, Vera.
There we go.
It is... It's...
Smell my armpits.
Yeah, right. Yeah, her. It was crazy. So I was like, nah. She, Caitlin Clark better be some phenomenal Steph Curry type player because she is not attractive enough to have a beauty line. Women are not going to want to dress like her. Because you need endorsement. She don't make no fucking money.
Yeah.
She'd make more money using her degree.
You know what? She made more money if she took Q's offer and went to the Big Three.
Because she still would have got the endorsements.
Let me tell you something.
And $5 million.
Right. Because she ain't going to make $5 million her entire career in the WNBA.
Not at all.
Like, she's not going to come close to it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she would be like the person, this group of women, because of how popular they got out the NCAA tournament, would be like the group that helps push wages up, but they never get to see it.
Right.
Yeah. You're like the freedom riders who never get to ride the bus after the shit because you die. Yeah. Jordan got $30 million, but now they're just getting $300 million.
Right.
Guaranteed.
No, Jordan got $30 million a year for a couple seasons.
Yeah, but niggas getting that off rip.
Now
niggas getting that off rip.
Everybody getting that.
Oh, yeah. Niggas be saying, I don't even know who nigga is. He got 4 years, $100 million. I'm like, guy, who the fuck is this guy? 12th man on the bitch making $100 million.
Sure. Mike Conley was the highest paid person in the NBA for a little while. Go figure that.
He could hoop, though. That nigga has been an all-star a couple times.
He was the highest paid in the NBA.
Not that good. Yeah, right. No, he wasn't that good. He got a good agent. He got the best agent.
It was just that year that they just had them salaries. That's when they started kicking.
Oh, that must have been the bump. When they do collective bargaining, they go try to do a bump up on the salary cap so LeBron can have somebody to play with. And I honestly think it's going to be Klay Thompson.
They just got to pay luxury tax.
They already in the luxury. They hard cat. So they need to try to get like Klay Thompson for next year, though, like off the bench for cheap. Because you know the Warriors going to cut this nigga.
Yo, he ain't going to cut his contract year for
him. But they going to let him go.
Yeah,
they ain't going to let him go. Either that or he got to take a stupid team-friendly deal.
Man, I was like, look, dog, that shit over with. You go 0 for 10 in the game to decide whether or not you go to the
You
game.
Ain't make one basket.
Now, not a one
basket. And no free throws. Like, nigga, you ain't nothing.
Like, you contributed absolutely nothing to the team.
Why'd you even play?
Right. You just sat down. I'm done, coach. I don't want to play tonight.
Because I ain't got it in me, coach.
I guarantee somebody else can score 15. Shit.
Duh, shit. He's 5.
Something.
They lost. I don't even know how much they lost. Like 30.
Yeah,
fuck. Nigga, Draymond was hitting threes. That nigga said, "Man, give me the ball, Clay ain't shit. I'll start shooting them."
Hey, I mean, he ain't gonna be there too much longer either. Since he had free agency.
Who, Draymond?
Yeah.
He just resigned last year.
Did he?
Yeah, remember the year he resigned? He punched Jordan Poole in the face. So this nigga still got at least two more years.
I thought that was the year Jordan Poole resigned. No, because Jordan
didn't resign. Jordan Poole resigned the year before. Traded. He got traded after the punch, but he resigned the year before. Draymond signed, got re-signed the year that he punched Jordan Poole.
I don't know he got re-signed
that
year. Mm-hmm. I mean, but shit, that contract got to be up, man, because that was, what, 2 years ago?
It was 4 years, $100 million. And he not tradable. Like, who really going
to
take
sure
him?
It had to be front-loaded. I hope it was front-loaded.
It don't matter. It's all guaranteed.
Yeah,
this ain't the NFL.
Yeah, I know, but it said instead of taking on, let's say, $50 million, you might only have to take on, you know.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
25, something like that, because you ain't got to break it up 25 every year. You know what I'm
saying? I don't know. In 2K, the contracts are flat rated.
Okay.
So, but I say that because they're supposed to be a sim. So I assume that's how contracts, majority of the contracts may look. Now you start getting into bonuses and shit that probably reduces your yearly salary. Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just thinking. I know you're just getting paid 25 every year. You know?
You might, nigga. That's how they tell it on TV.
I guarantee if this contract was loaded on the back end, they charge
you. I don't know if you 100 million is 100 million.
But still, 4 years, 100 million. That's still like a whole lot of money.
I mean, not in the grand scheme of things, that's a mid-tier player in the NBA. Like, I'm not saying he's holding the team back because of his contract.
Yeah.
But is this my – yeah, because who are you really contributing?
Right. Who wants that problem?
He'll go with LeBron. He go to LeBron. Him and LeBron got a budding friendship.
Right, he would.
Yeah, I know he would. They've been making fun of this nigga for years. LeBron.
Yeah, as far as the WNBA.
Yeah, let's.
Everybody mad because like, they ain't making no money. Shit, they ain't never made no money, man. Like,
they ain't never made no money.
I'm not trying to say that, you know, hey, they don't deserve shit, but how you gonna give them something that's not being generated?
How you gonna squeeze blood from a stone?
Right.
I don't know.
Nobody's watching the WNBA. I mean, come on, like Brittany Griner was a bigger draw than fucking Caitlin Clark, if you ask me. At least she was, like you said, she was dunking. Or she was, you know what I'm saying?
What they call a dunk.
Look, man, she had her wrist. Hey.
She dunked the ball. It wasn't flashy, but she could dunk the ball.
Like, what you want, man?
I went between the leg 360s, my nigga.
Nigga, can they dunk first before they do it?
Look, I was telling my girls,
yo,
like,
the man ain't even start off like that, dog. Come on.
I told my girls, like, yo, this ain't going to be the wave of chicks that you go see out here dunking. It's the next wave, like, in the next 10 years. The girls that be out in high school now that be getting through the roof. Them the ones that you – that's when the WNBA will become viable. Give it another 15 to 20 years when the women are actually hooping like the men. It's like Caitlin Clark out here just dribbling around, like, with her right hand. She don't have a left.
Hey, she ain't got no inside game.
No inside game.
That three-point line. She don't know what to do, though. She gonna pass it off.
And she's not a good defender, so she can't even be a 3-and-D guy. Like, you J.J. Redick. That's all you are. That's your NBA comparison. J.J. fucking Redick.
J.J. Redick had a good career.
He had a solid career as an off-the-bench contributor.
He did. He had a solid career.
And three-point shooter.
All right.
That's all I expect from her. Yeah. Three-point shooting off the bench contributor. She's not going to be a star. These white women are definitely going to sit here and make sure. There's already threads and shit out. Talk about we got to watch the games to make sure Caitlin Clark's treated fairly. Like, what the fuck? She going to get every call. She going to get the Jordan treatment. She going to make the Jordan treatment look like it was too severe.
But guess what? It ain't gonna make a difference because in order to get the Jordan treatment, you gotta go to the right. She ain't gonna go to the right. You gonna sit up there and shoot threes.
Come on, you seen how many? Look, you seen the NBA? Niggas getting fouled all the time shooting threes.
I mean, yeah, because they can hit them like that. Everybody really hit them like that in WNBA.
That's
like
true.
Not Steph Curry style.
And my thing is, she ain't gonna be taking 25, 30 shots a night. Yeah. Like, we know that. So.
Hey, whatever, man.
But we got the rookie wage scale for the WNBA. For the first five picks, the first four picks, they all make the same amount of money, $76,000 a year.
But all right, so that $76,000 is being made by the end of July.
I don't even know how long the fucking season is.
It's not long.
It's like 2 months.
It's like summertime.
Yeah,
that's it. You know what I'm saying? So
I think they start
by the end of July. They championshipping it up,
and they done. You know, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So they done before NFL preseason because they know they're not gonna get nothing with that. So, it's not so 70,000 over. Let's call it 3 months.
Let's call it 4 months.
Okay, yeah, because you got to practice. So let's call it 4 months. That's not bad for regular nigga shit.
Because guess what? Because they still go overseas afterwards and still make money over there. You know what I'm
for Caitlin Clark, she's not going to do that because she'll have endorsements enough. And she had NIL money, so she probably not going to go overseas.
Yeah, but she ain't had NIL money wasn't like the dude's NIL money.
She was a couple million.
She had a couple million?
Yeah. She was a couple million for NIL.
How about that?
That'll help float you over to that Nike check clear.
She's straight there, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I ain't worried about her pockets.
The older NBA, WNBA babes, yeah, they fucked up. They hit that IL. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you know what? I don't care, man. Fuck Caitlin Clark.
My thing is, everybody started bringing up Asia Wilson and how come she don't have a shoe deal. She a two-time MVP, two-time champion, all this shit. And I was like, when did y'all care about her fucking salary?
Exactly.
Y'all wasn't watching the fucking games anyway. Y'all didn't even know she was in the fucking league.
That's because they see this old lily white ass girl that not even want to,
kick their heels up, man. That's just what it is. And the white people are just happy to have somebody that they can support that know basketball. Because
right.
It's been a long time since they had a white person in the league that wasn't European that could hoop.
They had Sue Bird.
Who?
Sue Bird.
Diana Taurasi.
Yeah,
Rebecca Lobo.
Rebecca,
but I'm talking about the NBA.
WNBA.
I'm talking about the NBA too. The whites ain't had nobody in the NBA to root for that wasn't European.
They got, what you call it?
Who?
Chet Holmgren.
They just got him, and he's still, but he's behind SGA. He ain't even the star on the team.
Man, SGA is just so special, man. You know what I'm saying?
Chet Holmgren can ball. But I'm just saying.
No, I got you.
So, the only other person white guy they have is like Jason Williams. They haven't, though. They all European. If you really think about it, they all European, my nigga. Canadian. You're Canadian. And that's still 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? J.J. Redick is the closest person in recent years. And that nigga been retired 6-7 years. There's no white boy out here now that they promote. None. That's not European. That ain't Luka. Right. Or Joker.
Right.
So.
Whatever.
Remember how you was telling me that you really like the Tesla trucks and shit?
Yeah.
All them shits get recalled. Every last one of them, bro. And they stopping production.
You know what I heard? Because of the gas penalty?
They glue some shit on the top of it. And then it just starts to deteriorate, slide off. The fucked up part is when it slides off while you're accelerating and gets stuck under this lip that keeps the car accelerating even when you try to stop.
How about that?
So they recalling all 4,000 Cybertrucks.
You know something? I like the man's products, but I do not like the man. Like, I can't stand no fucking Elon Musk, man. Let me see a lot of people.
He on the spectrum. That's all it's for.
Interesting.
Very. Weird shit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man.
I had some Tesla stock that shit ain't been worth shit. I don't know how it ain't because this shit always, like, they always doing something. So, I don't know how they stock ain't worth shit.
They don't sell shit.
They stock ain't worth shit, dog. This is crazy.
Your flagship truck only got 4,000 sales.
Yeah,
like, here's the thing, dog. It's electric. They are really trying to phase out gas engines.
Well, you know what? They're not. You know what? Ford got rid of their EV. Like, they're not even doing EVs no more.
Because nobody buying them.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody's buying them.
They don't have the infrastructure right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that it was a good idea, but they kind of jumped the gun on it. You know?
You wonder why it's a bad idea? Because 2/3 of our country lives in the cities, and they live in metro areas. Many of those people don't have driveways. Many of those people live in apartments or condos, townhomes. Where the fuck are you going to charge a car? You live in fucking New Jersey. You live in Philly. You got street parking. No driveway, my nigga. DC, no driveway. Just them, New York, no driveway. Just them three fucking cities right there. It's 50 million fucking people, bro. Where are they going to charge a fucking car? And so you gonna sit and try to mandate electric vehicles. Nigga, where the fuck am I gonna charge my remote control car?
So I got a solution for that. Nano paint. Yeah.
Can I get my lighter back? Nano paint.
Yeah.
What the fuck is nano paint,
nigga? So the nano paint is gonna be gonna contain electrically charged particles. Mm. So what happens is you get charged from the sun. So the sun then replenishes the battery, so it does it fixes it.
So you're saying solar power cars that they already rejected before?
Huh?
Solar power cars.
Yeah.
Why can't they just use the kinetic energy that they get from the centrifugal force of the car driving?
Well, you know what, I thought about that too, because at that point you may have to have some type of generator.
Yeah, remove the battery.
It was powerful enough to, you know, charge up the batteries, right?
It doesn't have to be that powerful. A car, the rotation permitted, is fast enough.
I said the same thing, okay?
I know why they're not going to do it, because
it makes too much sense.
Yeah. And
you can have little generators in each wheel, like just like you said. The rotation, the RPM, exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, it's dumb. Yeah, we gotta have the battery that deteriorates.
I told somebody that, they looked at me like I was stupid.
My thing is, and not just that, you can't recycle the battery. The battery lasts 5 years. It's $20,000 to get a new one, and it's not recyclable.
Not right.
So now just landfills fill up with fucking batteries, and they're huge. So now what do you do? What are you gonna do then?
What are you gonna do?
I don't know, dog. Move the fuck to South America.
Move to South America.
Yeah. Move to fucking Argentina. I move to Ghana. You see Dubai is flooded? Niggas fucked up the cloud seeding. That's why you can't play with the weather, dog.
2 years and shit.
Duh, this shit is fucking Noah's Ark over here. Motherfuckers. They about to flood the whole world. Fucking put salt in clouds. Like, nigga, what is you doing? I don't know. And then remember when Saudi Arabia is talking about building that 100-mile city?
Yeah, they're doing that shit.
No, they're not. Guess how much it got scaled down? 99%. It's a 1 mile city. 1 mile. Yeah, 1 mile road.
Right.
Does that sound like a Detroit street?
You know what? That's still gonna be an engineering marvel.
I don't think they'll ever build it. I feel like this is an American greed scam that somebody went and bought all this land and then they fucking leveraged the load.
Ain't got nothing to do with it.
I know it's not American. I'm just saying it's like the show.
Dubai happened. How about that? Have you seen? You saw the early pictures of Dubai, right?
Yeah, that's just crazy.
When Dubai happened, so you think that 1 mile city ain't gonna fucking happen? Them motherfuckers got billions of dollars, man. They ain't got nothing else to do but shit like that.
What's it like to live off the system in Dubai? You think that shit's probably lit? Like I feel like their social security and their fucking, like if I was, I feel like in America I make good money, but in Dubai I would be below the poverty level because niggas go outside with cheetahs and Lambos and just run them shits in the desert. That's what I'm saying. So I would be living off government assistance. And I feel like niggas in America, but motherfuckers in America, some motherfuckers in America find ways to live very comfortable off government assistance. If I go to Dubai,
you're not going.
Why can't I go?
You can go, but you bring your ass right back. You ain't living there, motherfucker.
I'm applying for citizenship.
You cannot afford to live there.
I know that. I'm going to live off the system.
What system?
Section 9.
Ain't no section shit over there.
Bro, I'm telling you, dog.
You got money away from you. You are not living here.
I'm going to live over there. Okay. In the cloud seating.
You're going to be living in the desert. Okay. You're going to be in the desert. In a hut, like the motherfuckers that John Wick went to go see, motherfucker. That's how you gonna be living, right?
If that's where the niggas in charge live, that's where I'm gonna go.
But you ain't got no AC, okay? It's gonna be you, and you might not even have a camel, motherfucker. All right, you got the sick ass donkey. That's how you gonna be living for.
The fuck.
All right,
man.
That's it. You throw a living in Dubai. Motherfucker, please.
Nigga can dream.
We all can dream. We both be living in the poverty level, okay?
All right, man. That's it. Trying to crush my fucking dreams and shit. All right.
Why are you trying to say it like you poor? You ain't poor. But over there, we all poor, baby. Oh, this is over.
Oh, yeah. So Craig said America is one of the few places to give money to lazy people. And he's absolutely right. But you never know, man. I could figure out a way to Slumdog Millionaire it in Dubai. Maybe get on some type of game show where I sacrifice my health for millions of... What the fuck is the Dubai currency? I don't even know. Lira? Gold coins? Is it just gold bars?
Right.
It's just gold bars. You know, really it's gold Mario coins.
No, they really do have a vending machine over there. Gold bars. I'm not bullshitting. It's a vending machine.
It's a billionaire's playground, bro. That's a billionaire's playground. Fuck. All right, man. So, your former president, as you know, he got court and shit going on, right? That shit crazy. A man set himself on fire this afternoon near the Lower Manhattan courthouse, where Donald Trump was having court today.
He set himself on fire.
Yep.
So this is the person that. Okay, so why did he set himself on fire?
Well, he was throwing out some leaflets espousing anti-government, like, conspiracy theories and shit. And then he set himself on fire. People tried to, like, put him out. And it took a couple minutes for them to get this nigga, like, under control, dog. Like, because nobody was expecting that shit. Like, who the fuck? When are you expecting a nigga to spontaneously combust like this? That nigga set him, like, dog, out of... That'd have been the first only story I'd have told niggas for like 2 weeks. Like, hey, how you doing? Nigga just set himself on fire right in front of me. It was crazy. That's how you were doing. So, I'm telling you right there.
So did the guy survive?
I don't know.
You say he set himself on fire. Well, I guess they say he set himself on fire and kill himself.
It's a long story.
Really? Yeah, how long of a story could it be? Like, shit, they don't know.
They gave this nigga the whole background, like.
They know his whole background already?
Doug, I can't read through all of this. I expect that he's in critical, at least, fucking condition. They didn't say he died. So, he's in unlikely to survive. He's unlikely to survive. I think it's like, whose fucking martyr are you expected to be? Why did you, like, why would somebody not, was this, okay. I'm trying to figure out ways to not make this nigga look stupid as fuck. Like, did you have flame retardant clothes on that just didn't work?
Why would you set yourself on fire if you had flame retardant?
Because maybe he was expected to be able to stop, drop, and roll to, you know, turn the, like stunt dummy clothes where the niggas, maybe he thought it was. And maybe he was supposed to have a nigga on standby with a fire extinguisher. Listen, it didn't work.
I'm not going to allow you to do this tonight, okay? That's what I'm not going to do, okay? In your attempt to not make him sound stupid, I'm not going to let you lower yourself, kid, all right? So in other words, I'm not going to let you sound stupid trying to make this motherfucker not look stupid. I mean, we're just not about to do that
today, dog. That's fair. This nigga dumb as hell, dog.
Yeah.
I can't believe he over here set himself on fire for no reason.
I mean, he had a reason.
I guess.
We just didn't agree with it.
Ah, that's dumb. That's all I can say. That's dumb.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? I'm trying to be fair here, man. But, you know, it's like, I wonder if this motherfucker did this shit in some type of support or battle drum. Like, why would you think that this is the right place to do this?
It was anti-government.
And really, what the fuck is going on with the political climate? Like, what the fuck are people, like, really believing out here that is, like the shit is retarded now. Like, it makes no fucking sense. I get people want something different, they want to change. But, dude, you can't put a maniac out there, though.
I mean, look.
Right, I'm sorry. That's just, I'm just saying, like.
I mean.
It's just crazy. It's like, we've entered our idiocracy phase. Like, that's where we at. We're in the idiocracy era.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know how wrestling goes through different eras?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the idiocracy era. Like, this is stupid. It's like, people have no.
Look, we already paying for Crocs. It's just $100. It's just the idiot shoes in the fucking movie Idiocracy. And niggas is actively paying for Crocs today.
And wearing them everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Where's Beef Supreme?
Beef Supreme!
Where's Beef Supreme? That's what I would have
done. You got to start spraying the Crocs with Gatorade.
Right, because that has electrolytes.
Yep, yeah, to make them grow. This is stupid.
Brondo.
Yep.
Brondo.
I actually really enjoyed that movie. It was actually a really good movie.
It is. I watch it every time it comes on. I really do. It's just hilarious.
I feel like
sure.
I feel like this is like that South Park episode where the niggas do you try to vote between a douche and a turd sandwich. Either way, you're fucked.
Either way, you're fucked.
And you know what? Either one of these choices. And I don't want either one. And you know what? I keep hearing Gavin Newsom's name too. I don't want him either, because California is a shit show. It is a shit show. And I don't want. California has always been a shit show. So why the fuck did you want the governor of California? Why would you want him to be president? No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying people are trying to throw his name out there like he should run.
Because they're trying to find any type of new blood or whatever. But the thing is that the old shit is done, man.
Like, it's not done. They're still alive and kicking.
Old niggas is about to be done. Like, motherfuckers tired of old niggas. But that's just our own choices. It's bad.
Duh. They won't leave. The niggas won't die. Like, Mitch McConnell had to die on camera, and this nigga is still alive. Like, his whole brain stopped.
The thing is that you still got people just brainwashed and just want to vote for the same old shit.
You wonder why? Because elderly people have the highest turnout rate than any other group when it comes to voting, and they vote for the niggas they grew up with. That not you young whippersnappers in your 60s. Okay, they voting for the niggas in their 80s that they grew up with. Or they, well, it's crazy. It's gonna change because niggas, they can't even run again. If Biden wins one and then Trump wins one, or vice versa, neither one of them could run again within those 10 years. So it would have to change. Then I swear to God, they got this nigga on some invisible life support, Biden, right now, dog. This is a clone. It's not even a real Biden. This nigga is in a hyperbolic chamber, and this is a clone. And you make faces, but you know this doesn't sound that far fetched, my nigga.
We're not about to do that either tonight. I'm not even gonna give it life.
You know what? I'm gonna have to start another show where I can talk about conspiracy theories.
You talk about all you want, man. I'm just not gonna give it life.
No, yes, you are.
No, I'm nope.
You're gonna give it life. Dude. Fucking AI Biden. AI Biden. I'm telling you, that's what it is.
Speaking of AI, motherfucker.
But that fucking AI model. AI
bitch. Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, that's the next level catfishing, dog. All
right, man, catfishing is too much already.
Well, that's probably way worse. You already see how T be doing that shit.
Talking about, dog. It's already there. You got filters.
Nah. I'm talking about.
Like, that does enough.
Dog, Mark Zuckerberg gave himself a beard today. It looked like he actually grew it. It was just AI. He redid his eyebrows.
Like, when I was working at whatever this place was, I had a goatee.
Mm-hmm.
Then I grew a beard. I realized they treated me differently when I had the beard.
Exactly.
You get a whole different level of respect. You got to fight that hard.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You got the goatee, you're too pretty coming there. You got to be too. You know what I'm saying? You got to work too hard, be dominant, assertive, all that shit. And you get the beard.
They think you like.
The beard is there before you do. You know what I'm saying? The beard gets there before you.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to introduce yourself. The beard says hello.
It's got to have something, man. You got to have facial hair, dog. It's like full facial hair. Full facial hair. The goatee, that's Playboy. That's 25 and under shit.
Yeah.
You can't do that no more. I know one thing. If I go bald, then I'm invested in my beard at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I go to the fucking hair follicle doctor or whatever the fuck, nigga. I ain't even playing. I'm not gonna be bald and naked face.
Well, you see what I am.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, he says. You went Viking.
I was not gonna be. No. I'm like, I lost my hair. Fuck that. I went pretty well. I was bald. I had the goatee. I looked back like, what the fuck?
Look like Carlos Boozer.
Right. That Boozer done held on me.
This nigga look like Carlos Boozer, nigga. This shit funny as hell.
Fuck you. Damn,
God. Oh, shit. Nigga, that's the funniest hell. Hey, we got this nigga. So, you know the NBA playoffs is here. You don't even watch basketball no more. I don't even know if I should even talk to this shit with you. You act like you don't even watch the games. Are you going to watch the playoffs?
Yeah, the playoffs get interesting.
All right. Do you even want to talk about the matchups?
Sure.
All right. Motherfucking Eastern Conference. We got a Magic and the Cavs, Sixers and the Knicks, Celtics and whoever wins this fucking game between the Bulls and the Heat. Which Bulls should probably win because they at full strength. It's almost full strength. And then you got the Pacers and the Bucks. That's Eastern Conference.
Say that again. You got the
Pacers and Bucks.
Pacers and Bucks.
Okay. Knicks and Sixers. The Magic and the Cavs. And the Celtics and either the Heat or the Bulls.
Yeah, that Magic Cavs are nasty. That's like, I don't think that's what.
Paolo Banchero about the ball out. Huh? Paolo Banchero about the ball out. Yeah, though.
No. Well, I ain't gonna say that's nasty. That's just that's an odd matchup. So
it's not one that people really want to watch.
Mind. That might actually, you know, turn out to be something different. Yeah.
I think the Magic Cavs series is for people who really like basketball because there's not a lot of stars on there that like big name stars that you like Donovan Mitchell. Oh, I think I've heard of him.
Donovan Mitchell cold.
He cold, but he's not. He ain't got no commercial. Nah, right. You know what I'm saying? There you go. He ain't got no commercial. Nick, the series I'm actually most interested to watch actually is the Knicks and Sixers because
that's gonna be a battle.
Yeah, the Knicks. That shit gonna be cold. That's we hate Philly. Battle. We hate all things Philadelphia, yeah, dog. I'm sure. Fuck Philly.
Like, fuck,
fuck the big African Joel Embiid. I'm done with this nigga today. I'd like him as a player. He can hoop, but you a direct opposition. You ops this series, though. I can't fuck with you. And then the Bucks, they're gonna be out of their first round. That's my prediction. I'm stamping that. I'm about to put money on that.
How long Giannis out?
I don't even know. I know he's not playing the first game. That's what they said.
Well, shit, man, still got Dame, dog. Dang,
Pacers is full strength, and I think the Pacers beat them 2-1 this series this year. And Tyrese Haliburton ain't no slouch. And without Giannis, that means what, Bobby Portis is starting? Are they going to play the other Antetokounmpo?
They can't play that nigga.
Phanesis?
The Nassus?
The nastiest. That nigga's terrible, dog. Then on the west side, we got the Suns and the Timberwolves.
Let's go one by one.
Suns, Timberwolves. I'm definitely taking the T-Wolves.
That's going to be the end. Man, because Anthony Edwards is not to be trifled with. He wants it, dog. Like,
and Big Cat back now, too.
Yeah, they Durant don't want it no more. Booker just seemed like they should have been.
Booker, what's after beta males? Is it Charlie male? Like, nigga, like, he's such a bitch, bro. Like, well, see, I don't like to be considered light skinned. I don't even consider brown, okay? Especially in the summertime. They like, when I get some sun, I'm brown. This nigga made light skinned niggas really look bad. Like, he live up to every light skinned stereotype that bitches say about light skinned niggas that make you hate light skinned niggas. Like, I hate Devin Booker, though. Devin Booker. Yeah. You look at this nigga, it's like, you bitch ass nigga. I smack shit out of you, bitch ass nigga. I wish I would run into you, bitch ass nigga. Like, every sentence you end with him, gotta end with bitch ass nigga, cause he just look like a bitch ass nigga, and he been playing like one. He been playing soft. You don't dunk on niggas. You mad finessey, and you look like you complaining all the time. Your face turn red when you hoop. Like you like a bitch, my nigga. I'm sorry. Hey, dog, I don't like this nigga, dog. Man, he make everybody look bad, man. Shit. Fucking white boy. That nigga lighter than Drake, dog. Like,
he is, dog.
I don't even think he really black. I know.
I don't know. He like albino or something.
Some shit, nigga. He's fucking Pygmalion. I don't put that. Moving on. I mean, dude, who you got in that series, dog?
I'm going T-Wolves.
T-Wolves. Yeah, I'm stamping T-Wolves for this shit. Yeah. I think it's going to go six. I don't think it's going to go seven. I think it goes six.
I give
you
six.
So, we got Lakers and the Nuggets. That's fucking sweet. I'm not. You say that shit,
fuck,
man.
Fuck that shit, dog. Like, you know, number one, all right, Lakers earned their way to be there because they were already in the playoffs. I hate the play-in shit. I'm sorry.
I like the play-in.
I still got to keep saying it. I hate the play-in.
I like the play-in in the respect that, at least in the Western Conference, those four teams were all literally had the same record.
They did not have the same
record. They were all within a game of each other, bro. They were all within a game of each other. So I liked it because they were good. East Coast, Eastern Conference, Yeah, they could have skipped it.
But oftentimes you don't end like that with just the last 14 all within a game. Okay, this year it just happened to make sense. But in previous years, and on the East Coast, it's like, dog, these niggas should not even be, like, why are you giving these motherfuckers a chance? You know what I mean? Because imagine the East was even worse than what it was. And, you know, you got Detroit sitting there with a record of 27 and whatever. And then they in the play-in. Like, what the fuck? Like,
they weren't in the play-in. Like, they weren't even close.
But theoretically, that's a scenario that could happen.
I see that. I see your point. But I don't think that would have to be a... I don't even think that could mathematically happen that multiple teams would be 27 fucking losses. You know what I'm saying?
I said multiple teams. You got to be more.
But they would be so far out. I don't know. I don't want to do the math. I don't.
I'm just saying theoretically. Okay. Like, okay. Really
right? We got Mavs and Clippers. Kawhi is hurt.
You want to know something? I'm going to go with...
Kawhi's hurt.
I'm going with the Mavs. I would go with the Mavs even if they had Kawhi, because they just a team full of goofies, man. They ain't about to do shit.
I don't trust anybody on the Clippers except Russell Westbrook.
And even then, he might get there and be on some other shit.
He'll give you his 15 and 6.
Paul George shit the bed, and then he got his stuff up.
Well, Paul George shows up for playoff games. It's Harden who don't. So you got to keep that in mind. That fucking cancer is on the team. Yeah. Harden, only thing that'll stop the Mavericks from winning this series is if Kyrie says something about the Jews and gets suspended.
Real talk, them niggas should win the championship. Like, honestly, like, seriously, the Clippers on paper should win the championship.
Yeah, on 2K simulations.
Capitalize on
this.
They just missed. Motherfuckers wide open
to this. I mean, shit. You only shooting 40%. That's 6 rebounds out there, nigga. I mean, that's 6 rebounds on the board, nigga. So I got to get them.
I got Mavs because Luka is just an absolute beast. And Luka is hungry, and he don't want it more than the next one.
I'm going Mavs as well because Kyrie Cole, from Jersey. My nigga. So, I got to support the whole team, nigga. It's the whole nigga. Nigga 5 miles away. What you want?
Yeah.
Nigga, they got best handle ever in the league. Ever. Ever. Even AI said that shit.
Kyrie,
dog. Kyrie. Ain't nobody. I love watching Kyrie hoop. That shit, I like watching the Mavericks all together, but with Kyrie, it don't matter what team he on, man. This motherfucker is a show.
Yeah, he is.
He's a show.
Can go.
Yeah, fuck that. And then last game, we got Thunder and whoever win the West. I think the Kings and whoever the fuck they play.
The Kings won already. They beat Golden State.
That was to stay in.
Huh?
That was to stay in. They were 9-10. So whoever the Lakers beat, they play the Pelicans. So they play the Pelicans tonight. Kings versus the Pelicans tonight, and the winner play the Thunder. Zion's out too. Yeah, they probably gonna win that one, and then the Thunder gonna sweep them. That's gonna be four and out.
Yeah,
the Thunder. Four and out, dog. That's Chet Holmgren, SGA.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what the sweep is in for that. And then, yeah, man, sticking with the NBA, one last story for the night, bro. Fucking Jonte Porter for the Toronto Raptors suspended for life.
Who the fuck is that nigga anyway, dog?
You want to know who that nigga was? Yeah. A nigga that makes $2.5 million a year and risked it all for a $20,000 bet. See, that's, stupid.
That's why the fuck he made $2.5 million a year, okay? Because he wasn't practicing his odds. He was practicing his odds, he would be making $250 million in 10 years, you know what I'm saying? 8 year contract, whatever.
It's crazy. Some nigga put it, they got flagged because this nigga put an $80,000 bet down on him.
What?
Yeah, through one of the bet books because Jonte Porter leaked like team information and shit. So he bets the under on his, like, let's call it 4 points. He averages 4.5 points. The over under is four and a half. Okay. Or let's call it 3.5. He gets in the game, plays for 3 minutes, so it registers that he plays and doesn't get a DNP, and then fakes get hurt. Comes out the game. Or fakes sick. That's what it was. He faked like he was ill. And then they took him out of the game. The payout ended up being like $1 million and some change.
Really?
Yeah. And so they flagged this shit immediately. They did not pay it out. And then they figured they linked everybody to fuck together.
You big dumbass motherfucker, man. You big dumb. Oh, my God. Like, you banned for Lizzie. Like,
life.
I guess you're going overseas. You're not going to try it.
That dumb dog. He gotta go play for the Shanghai Chinese Dragons, nigga.
Hey, make some money over there.
Yep.
You fucking gamble over there.
That's if they take him though. They don't know who this nigga is.
Listen, you gamble over there, they kill your ass. Right? Oh, yeah. Try that shit if you want to. All right.
That's $1 million yen. It's like the fuck out of here.
I'm gonna be looking for you. You already fucked up over here.
That's crazy, dog. Then he gonna have to go play in South America. We better open a McDonald's. Whatever he got left, he better open a McDonald's.
Who is that?
Jonte Porter.
Oh, yeah, that goofy ass.
Yeah, he better open.
It was only, what, $22,000?
See?
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying.
Like, that was,
that's dumb as hell, man.
You banned for life, man, and it's like $22,000.
And the crazy part is, he's in the league for 4 years. If he makes it 5 years, you get the NBA pension.
Yes.
Which is a couple $100,000 a year. So at least you'd have been chilling. Like,
you weren't going to be able to get that anyway. Because they had a band on the ticket
space. No, but I'm saying, like, yeah, and they just Pete Rose, Jonte Porter.
Well, he Pete Rose himself.
Pete Rose himself.
And you bet, at least Pete didn't bet on his own team. This nigga bet on his own team. You bet on yourself, nigga.
That's what Pete did. Pete was betting on his own team, wasn't he?
No, I thought he wasn't.
That's Cincinnati Reds team. Yeah. Strap. That's why I can see why he bet on that team. Yeah, he was strapped. I'm sorry.
That's crazy. So, I don't know, man.
Well,
oh, in the front of me.
I got a couple Am I the Assholes.
All right, I was hoping so. I had one, but I got it.
This one's called It's Her Kids. Okay. I've been dating a woman with two boys for almost 2 years. Everything was fine until she started pushing me to spend more time with her kids. All they do is play Roblox and complain, but I go over there, we say hi, and go about our days. Her kid's dad seems to be begging to spend more time with them, and I don't care if I see them or see them again. She's a 10, but this is getting old. Am I the asshole if I leave? No, she's not asking him to have kids. She just wants him to spend time with her kids. Here's the thing. You gotta qualify some things here. How frequent is he getting a 10? Because if he's outkicked his coverage, then maybe you need to go ahead and deal with these kids, nigga. Because you know if you get bad bitches on regular. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you pull it at least sixes and up all the fucking time, you ain't tripping about leaving.
Let me tell you something. Whatever it is, they got him thinking about leaving. So
them kids must be bad as hell. But if they going about their fucking business, like, nigga, I'm good.
She might be fine, but she might be dumb or...
Pussy whack? Pussy could be whack as fuck.
If you sit there and you like, I'm really thinking about leaving, then that question is another boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, she ain't that cute then. She probably ain't even a 10.
She might be.
I don't know. Fucking kids. Kids ruin shit. They be ruining relationships. They ain't even be into this shit, niggas. And the kids ruin the relationship by not wanting to fucking be in the relationship. How? I don't understand. Like, the niggas like, yo, what's up? And then go about their day. The niggas turned into roommates and you got mad. Like, what the fuck? Like, the mom, I kind of feel like the mom is the asshole here. You should clearly see, like, your kids don't really give a fuck. They just going on about their day. Yeah, why are you forcing this shit? If they want to come around and talk, they'll come around and talk. It's just how kids are. So it's like they got shit to do. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm like, I feel like the mom's kind of the asshole to keep trying to push the shit. Like, yo, just let niggas be who they gonna be, and they'll get to it when they get to it. Like, she an asshole. So yeah, I got your back, bro. I got this one's called Terrible Mom.
Okay.
And then I got one more after this. Oh, you got one? My cousin's been following her ex-boyfriend while he moves from state to state, hoping they get back together. Her daughter's been in 5 different schools this year. My cousin asked if her daughter could stay with me and my kids next year. I already have 3 kids and know she won't send any money to help out. I feel bad for the girl, but that's a lot to take on. Am I the asshole if I say no?
Hell no. Shit, that's her kid. She's trying to dump the kid off.
Yeah, fuck that. You ain't dumping no kids on me.
Now, it's inevitable when you don't dump a kid on, like a crackhead or something. Like, somebody just totally irresponsible. Then it's like, you know what, man? Your mama gonna get rid of you anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if I know I'm the better option, but I'm just like, nah, I ain't just about to, you know, enable you like that. But somebody is, and that person's fucked up. Yeah, I can let that shit happen.
I don't want somebody else's problem. This is why I don't want to do adoption.
I feel you.
I feel like, I mean, and don't get me wrong. Like, I feel America kids should be adopted, and I wish all these kids find happy homes. I just don't want. I feel that if your parents were stable, then they wouldn't have taken you there to have to be adopted.
What they got to do with the kids, though?
Why are they unstable? Then you get attached. It's like puppies. You get attached, and then at age 4, you find out this nigga's autistic, and now you gotta take care of this nigga for life. Now you're stuck.
You get a check.
It's not enough. It's not enough.
Maybe he ain't, you know.
I need a nigga that's like 6.
But he might be one of them, you know, super smart, you know.
Nah, I need one that's like...
Put a whole computer together in 4 minutes type drink, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like,
if I adopt a kid, it has to, one, I'm not adopting another boy. I already got 2 sons. I'm tired of this shit. Okay? I'd have to adopt a girl. It'd have to be at least age 6, so I don't have to put them in fucking daycare. Okay? I can go to regular school and then go to regular after school programs where it saves me hundreds of dollars a month. Like, I'm not getting no infants. I'm just not. They need to talk. I'm not going through that. I don't want to go through that shit with somebody else's fucking kid. Okay? I'll do it for my own kid. Like, if I have a baby, that's one thing. I'm not adopting no fucking infant. All
right, so now you are adopting the kids.
If the 6-year old, probably. 6-year probably has some issues. Fuck you, motherfucker. All I do is rap songs. 6-year olds
nowadays, they different. They ain't 6-year olds.
That's true. These kids are fucking terrible. You gotta make your own. Fuck these kids, man. It's like, you don't know what the fuck you get. It's like mystery meat from fucking Doug, dog. It's like, what the fuck are you getting with this child? They look normal. It looked like Salisbury steak, but all of a sudden it jumped off my tray. Because, hey, I see
that's
how.
Even rough, bro. That's even rougher. I'd rather pay for the daycare, man. That's rough.
I see how some of these fucking kids be talking to their parents at the store. I'd be about to drop kick the shit out of the, like, fly kid.
I'm the exact opposite of you, man. Like, if I had it like that, man, like, seriously, if I had it like that, big ass house and shit, I'd probably drop some kids.
Sorry, Mr. Drummond.
You too, man. Like, we have a fucking ball.
Who?
No, me and my kids.
You kids have a ball, huh?
Me and my kids
have a ball. Yeah. I'm roll around on a carpet, nigga. Ha ha ha. I love you guys. I'm misfit children.
You'd always be doing something.
Fucking lost boys. I shouldn't be making fun of orphans. That's the first fucking thing. I'm really sorry about that. Because I know somebody who went through the system. And they cool. I don't fuck with them no more. They crazy. But yeah, fuck. All right, got one more. We're not pregnant. Me and my friends have been planning a trip to Belize for 8 months. We've been paying every month toward the trip, and we're a couple of weeks away. One of our friends just found out that she's pregnant, and she wants us to change the trip to Savannah, Georgia to go sightseeing since she can't drink. Our trip to Belize is refundable, but we really want to go. Would we be the asshole if we go without her?
Nope. Please, I'm going to Belize.
Peace, bitch.
Please in Belize when they find me.
I'm gone.
I'm out.
I'm trying to get an interview with Sean.
Yeah, I'm gone, dog. I'm on the beach, man. I'll let you know how it is. You talk about Savannah. Nigga, I don't want to go to no damn Savannah.
Georgia?
Like, give me... So you want to go to Georgia or you want to go to Belize? Nigga, I'm already paid for Belize.
Why does she have to drink? Why does she have to drink? Why can't she just go and sightsee in fucking Belize without drinking?
Because
everybody else going to be drinking?
I'm up. Anybody tell you
how to
fuck around and get pregnant? That's
true.
That's what I was trying to do.
Shoot the club up. Shoot the club up.
What you think was going to happen?
That's terrible.
What did you think was going to happen?
That's what happens when you put raw dick in vagina. It has a propensity to get you pregnant. It happens. That'd be trustworthy. I hope it was worth it. She better just get a refund on her shit. Call it a day.
Yeah.
All right, you said you got one before we get out of here?
Yeah. All right, so there was a situation where this guy took his girlfriend to Italy, right? They for the trip, everything, right?
Mm.
So it was time to, you know, come back home. And she was like, hey, I want to extend my trip. Extend it out. And he was like, hell no. What you think this is?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing that. So he dipped. And I guess she decided to stay anyway, but she had to stay her own dime.
Right.
So now people are saying he an asshole for leaving her. And he like, nah, I don't think I was. So was he the asshole for dipping on her?
No. Trip was over. The trip was over. The trip was over.
Time to go home. Like, you want me to pay for you to think about whether or not you want to be with me or not?
That's exactly what the fuck she said.
So you want to stay here in Italy and fuck some dudes?
Yeah, probably somebody at the hotel that she was eyeing. Yep. Oh, you work here? Oh, how long? What days of the week? Oh, you're going to be here for the next 3 days, huh? Excuse me. Excuse me. The fuck out of here. The fuck you think this is? Then she thought that nigga was a goofy because he took her ass to Italy. He took her to fucking... This is why you can only take bitches to the Caribbean and South America. Once you fly over the pond, it's like, oh. Niggas start speaking in accents you don't hear all the time.
Well, other people say she was probably bad because he didn't propose to her out there.
The fuck?
Right.
How, we don't know how long he was dating.
They were there for a while. I want to say 2 years.
I feel like if that's kind of a proposal trip, that's a lot of bread to spend, though. Like, right. I don't know if he got it like that. She probably would have complained about the ring or some shit. Like, oh, this bitch cloudy.
Yeah, that's a hell of a trip.
Yeah, Italy ain't cheap.
Italy ain't cheap. You get your proposal, you get the Italy trip.
If you get a proposal, you getting the motherfucking bread ring, like, in Italy. You know. Shit. Now, I did my proposal in Mexico. I did mine in Mexico.
I had to get married there with a fucking roof Chris, nigga. Have a nice room. We're going to roof Chris, nigga. We ain't say about to be no, they about to be no production. Fuck.
No, it was on the beach and everything, under the stars. I had a cut on my leg. Shit split open. So I fell on limestone earlier that day. It's just fucked up. It was actually this weekend that I did it.
This weekend? How many, how long ago?
3 years.
See, man, you're still a young man. I'm old, man. I'm not. I've never been engaged.
That doesn't surprise me. I was gonna say, I was gonna lie. Like, I was trying to lie and be like, that's shocking. Like, I can't believe you. You know, no, that doesn't surprise me. It's like, I know you pretty well. Like, I was just have to say, I can see that.
I feel like
if anybody tried to pressure you to, you'd be like, the fuck out of here. I ain't, we over. And then if they don't capitulate, they just really would be over. So, tell me if I'm wrong.
You know, no, I don't go for the ultimatum.
So. I know. It is. Me, it is over. He's like, damn, I guess you got to get your shit out my drawer, huh? Like, so I can't say I'm surprised, my nigga.
That's crazy.
Like, you ever thought about it?
I have.
Okay.
I really have. But then something happened, and I'd be like, man, shit, this is a sign, you know what I'm saying?
Shit.
I thought about it, but nah.
Fuck that.
I've thought about it maybe, three times maybe.
For the same person?
Nah.
Oh, okay. That'd be fucked up. You pump fake on the same person. It's like, nigga got the second. Close the box up, put it back in the drawer. I thought today was the day. It was in his pocket and everything.
Like, there's three different people I probably would have.
Okay. You think they would have said, yeah? If you would have proposed, you actually probably would have been married. Like, because once the women you date are extra aggressive about getting things done. Hey, you'd have been married in 3 months. It'd have been one season. Yeah, right? Shit just moved so fast. That's what she wanted to marry me. Next thing you know, the set of keys was made. She already cleaned up my house. This is crazy.
Yikes. Yikes. I ain't gonna lie, man. I used to be... When I was younger, I was as afraid of commitment as I am now.
You're more afraid of commitment now? Is it because you have more things?
I don't know if it's because I have more things or because I'm just so used to just moving and, you know what I'm saying?
How you want.
Being free and just, you know, I've been in a relationship for a long ass time, but you know, just, but we ain't, I've never lived with a woman.
Wow.
I've never lived with a woman, man. Like, I just...
It's a whole segment in life that you've never experienced.
I know, and I think it's... I blame my mom.
Why is it her fault?
because my mom used to always be involved with fucking with my shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the fucking time, dog. Like, I couldn't understand it. So I got this thing where I just, dog, I don't know, like, you go through my drawers, I'm straight, I'm done, nigga. Like, I can't fuck with you, dog. Like, it's a...
You feel like women have the propensity to go through shit.
So yeah, like, I can't, like, it's, I can't have my privacy invaded. Like, I hate that shit, dog. You know what I mean? I ain't motherfuckers be trying to look over my shoulder at my phone. I ain't even doing shit, but it's like, why the fuck you looking at my phone, dog? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't like that shit. So now when I snatch my shit back, now you want to make it seem like I'm looking guilty. Now you just looking fucking nosy. Like, what the hell?
Facts.
But I'd be sitting there playing a word game and shit. And you want to look up, like, dog, what the fuck, man? Like, why you? Like, one thing that I'm tired of, ghetto ass relationships, dog, where motherfuckers be asking, where you at? What you doing? Why you doing that? How come you going there? That don't make sense. How come motherfucker, I'm a grown ass man, dog. We gonna do this shit or we ain't gonna do this shit. Like, straight up, man. Like, but I'm not, because I'm not about to sit up here and do that shit to you. I'm about to be like, you know what I'm saying? Where you going? Where you doing? Who you with? Like, every little fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got time for that shit, dog. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Like, if you tell me, you know, hey, I'm gonna be busy, whatever, all right, you know what I'm saying? I go bother you, you know what I'm saying? If I call you and, you know, you don't answer the phone, like, and you call me and you know, like, oh, damn, my bad, but I ain't see your phone call. Like, all right, cool. I'm not about to badge it. Why you ain't answering your phone? Yeah, for real, that's what you do. I'm not about to do that shit, dog. Like, if it's a habit, okay, yeah, we might have the issue, but shit happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate ghetto ass relationships, dog, where people feel like they each other's property, dog. I'm not your fucking property.
Nah, I own you.
I'm not your property. Like, if we gonna do something, damn, we gotta go in and be in. It just gotta be trust, man. Like, that's just it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, and that's just how I'm gonna roll with it. If it gets to the point where I just feel like I can't trust you, yeah, I don't even fuck with you.
I feel you.
But we two adults, and we gonna roll with each other. We gonna roll with each other. I don't need to be looking all over your phone to see what you're doing. Because guess what? Whether I'm looking in your phone or not, you're gonna be doing whatever the fuck it is you're doing.
That's
you,
true.
You doing it or you ain't. You know what I'm saying? Me looking over there ain't doing shit.
Now you just gotta get a screen protector.
Because now here you go. Now here's your thing. If you're looking over there, you're looking over there for a reason. Either you're looking for a way out, or you just on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
If you're just being nosy.
But guess what? But if you look over there, you find something. What you prepared to do?
It depends on how ghetto of a relationship it is, because she might haul off, hit you in the fucking face. Like, nigga, what? Boom!
Like, what you prepared to do? Like, if you look over there and you see a lady, you know what I'm saying, on some bullshit on her phone, what you prepared to do?
Smacking that shit right out the fucking window. What the fuck you think this is? You ain't gonna be laid up in a bed with me pillow talking with some other nigga. You better do that shit at work, like normal Americans.
I'm not talking about specifically you, because I know you stupid. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, most people go do that shit, start an argument, go through all that shit, and y'all go to sleep, wake up every morning, and just go, you know what I'm saying? So I have to wake up and shit. And ain't nothing happening. Ain't nobody going nowhere. So what the fuck is the
you point? Talk to your fucking work. You talk to your work spouse at work. Don't be texting your work spouse when you at home. That way, don't be ghetto. No.
You're on a regular chick. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what to tell you, dog.
Support my hustle if she ain't got one herself. I mean, leave me, fuck me. Leave me, fuck alone. Like, don't bring me no bullshit.
This guy. All right, yeah, that's what you say. I'll holler.
That's my rant.
Yep. Space.
Space.
Well, I'm glad you were able to get that one off your chest. You got anything else you want to talk about? Mike's hot?
Oh, shit.
No,
Mike got too hot.
That's why I
don't know his belt, nigga. So, it's over.
Shit. All right, bet. Until
next week, quit being ghetto out there. We looking at phones.
Oh, I do have one quick rant.
Oh, shit.
After careful evaluation, I would like to retract a statement that I made in our group chat earlier regarding the Kendrick Drake rap beef.
Oh,
where
yeah,
I said somebody snapped.
Yeah.
No.
I went back and listened. That's just impossible beef, nigga.
Yeah, I went back and listened to like some older, like rap battle songs and shit.
Like, dog, this shit is
like so, niggas is going to come to blows. Like, for old shit, like niggas when it, even like mainstream shit, like Pac shit. If a nigga start a song with "fuck you." Fuck your bitch in the click you claim. Like, nigga, that's how you started this song. Right. Was fuck your bitch.
Like, if you're going to make a song about a motherfucker, make a song about a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, make it count.
Yeah. Like, talk about, like, now I will say when Pusha T was battling Drake, that nigga was going for, yeah, he was going for headshots.
Pusha, yeah, Pusha was for headshots.
He was going for headshots. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I say Drake sort of held his own. It wasn't great. But,
he got eight, but you know what
yeah,
I'm
but you know, he put up a fight.
Yeah, he did.
He put up a fight. But when he did that Adonis shit, and I was just like, damn, this shit's over. You just did that shit, nigga.
Like, if you, like, right, you gonna beef with it, nigga, or you gonna get, you wanna put that shit out in public.
Yeah. I even missed the shit where niggas, like, remember when T.I. and Lil Flip was beefing, and niggas was putting out social media posts, like, then again, T.I. looking like a Somalian with flies and shit.
Yeah.
Like niggas was gonna kill each other over shit. Like, niggas real beef, dog.
Dr. Dre, I'll take it.
That was real beef. That was
real beef, right?
Ice Cube in Cypress Hill.
Ice Cube in NWA.
Ice Cube
in
Common.
Ice Cube
beef a lot. Ice Cube beef a lot of it. Ice Cube in the NBA.
You know what?
He held his own. Yep. Every fucking time. That nigga Ice Cube. Ice Cube cold. A lot of people be sleeping on that nigga, but Ice Cube cold.
Ice Cube cold as fuck. These new rap beefs, man. These niggas is mad soft, dog. It's like, dog, do it.
Hey, you know who I gained a little respect for? Just a little bit. Because I lost a lot of respect. The only reason I even respect this nigga, have any respect for him, was because he JT is his beard. But Lil Uzi Vert, I seen video of this nigga pressing Rich the Kid because the nigga was talking shit about him on Twitter. And he caught this nigga out in the street, chased him a couple blocks and cornered him. Was like, yo, nigga, what the fuck is up? And this nigga was just like, yo, man, like, yo, chill the fuck out. And he's like, nah, nigga, you was out here talking shit. Like, what's good? And he ain't want no smoke. And now Vert, tiny. So I had to give him a little bit of respect for that because they went real black Air Forces on him.
You know what's funny is, I want to say, like, somebody told me that, you know, so that ain't kind of like that. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm hearing.
And I never believed it. You know what I'm saying? Like, do it? But I don't know. Whatever, man. These little niggas
out here
crazy.
Dog.
You know what I'm
saying?
So,
hey, that nigga might stay with a Uzi, my nigga. Yeah, hold on. If he has his fucking side, that nigga tie you, man.
He ain't hitting shit. He ain't hitting the motherfucker he coming to get with a Uzi. I guarantee that shit.
Yeah. As you call it, these are impossible beefs. I'm saying it's fake meat.
It's just soft, man. Even, you know what I'm saying, Rick Ross jumping into it. You know what I'm saying? He
just trying to get on because he's trying to drop another album. Yeah, J. Cole, and then can I say something about J. Cole? Fuck the, see, it's the light skin of J. Cole, Devin Booker. Y'all niggas, man. See, a nigga like me who's just a hair over the light skin threshold, I'm not retracting no beef statements, my nigga. I got beef.
He didn't even have nothing really to retract. It was all soft shit, nigga. He was like,
but he took a whole album off the album, my nigga. Like, that's yes, he took his alleged diss record off the album.
It was soft anyway. Who cares?
Well, that retracting it was even softer.
Who cares?
It was even softer.
You know what?
His baby shit soft.
You know what? I don't even think that was soft, man. Honestly,
man, fuck Dreamville.
Man, but I don't think that was soft, man. I think that was just some. Hey, listen.
Andy apologized.
Cause he knew he was wrong, dog.
Why you gotta be wrong? Nigga called you out. He called you out. You make the fucking no. He called you out for being on a song with mother whatever. Okay. You make a fucking record. Stand by the fucking record. Don't be a bitch and retract the fucking record, my nigga. You put it out there for a week so you get them fucking SoundCloud spins and numbers and shit, and then you fucking pull the record. Talk about, oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to ads and shit. Like, just a bitch ass up, man. Take your bitch ass to fucking Africa, man. Go hoop in Africa, nigga. If you don't want to rap, go hoop in Africa, nigga. We tired of this shit. And the fucked up part is you can actually flow. You got bars. And you come out here doing this homo bullshit, talk about retracting fucking statements and albums, my nigga. Go hoop. You don't want to rap no more. Go hoop.
Listen, I'm going to let him live.
Go who?
I'm gonna let him live.
Might delete later. Delete it now. Delete that shit now, dog. I'm good.
Because
nah.
Like, I don't even think like what he taking back for real though. You know what I'm saying?
Take
like,
the whole fucking album.
I mean, what
leave
I'm,
Killer's verse on the on this shit.
That he ain't and even say it. Nothing, dog. Like it wasn't even a diss record. It was a. Yeah, like I told you, man, that shit was so soft. I could see if it was some shit like he rode on him like pocket shit, then tried to take it back. I'm like, nah, that's a bitch move and shit. But it's like, no, you ain't even fire a shot, really, dog. So it's like,
he pulled the gun, nigga.
He didn't. He put his dukes up, nigga. That was it, dog. That motherfucker put his dukes up, nigga. That was it. They even throw, it wasn't even a punch, dog. Them niggas are just, you know, shoulder shoving and shit, nigga.
Dale said that he thought it was corny to start fake beef to sell albums, so he walked it back because that's not who he is. First off, this motherfucker on every song about how he the best, can't nobody beat him, blah, 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 blah. Ain't nobody better than him. Then take on the fucking beef. It don't even have to, why a battle don't have to be a beef. You can do battle records and not have beef, but you got to come with some harder shit than that. You got to come hard. You ain't got to tell this nigga personal business that you might know because y'all not beefing. But you can, them niggas be on smack battle rap all the time. They ain't sitting here talking about the nigga fucking mother. So I'm just saying, like, you can lyrically come at each other and see who is better and not have to physically fucking fight. Pac and Big, that was legitimate fucking beef. Like, the nigga hated Diddy. The nigga had beef.
But guess what? You know, just because, let me tell you something, to beef with a nigga, you got to feel that shit, so. If Cole didn't say nothing directly about Kendrick, and Kendrick only got at that nigga because he was on the song, then Cole can't even really feel that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if he came at you
straight just because he was on the song, you know.
But the nigga still came at you and I called you out by name. So even if you don't have beef, I'm just saying in the spirit of competition. I'm like, yo, all right, this nigga think he better than me, the fuck out of here. I'm in the spirit of competition. I'm going to put something out, show you that I'm better than you. We can talk shit all day. It's like me and you play one-on-one. You know, we can talk shit in between the lines. And once the game's over, it's like, all right, dude, you going to grab a beer? Like, it's what it is.
Nah, nigga, that shit go from the court to the bar.
Well, I mean, we still going to talk shit, but, you know, it's not like a legitimate beef.
I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm still good.
Man, where Pusha T at, nigga? Bring push back, nigga.
Nobody got hurt.
Nobody. It's slap boxing.
Right.
Nigga, slap boxing, man.
Yeah, it's still something.
And not Drake. Fucking Rick Ross corny as hell for this white boy shit.
White boy shit.
Yeah, this nigga corny. Fat ass nigga.
I don't know, man. I don't know why Drake out here trying to
so. Yeah. Benzino has been trying to bait Eminem for rap beef for a long time.
That's the dumbest shit I ever seen, dog. Like, Benzino, why is this nigga trying to bait Eminem now, like 20 years later?
Because, man, his daughter outselling him in records.
20 years later, dog.
He still got beef.
And you still not gonna fuck with him.
Dog. I don't know, dog. Benzino's corny as fuck. I don't know how. I don't know why they kept giving fucking Franklin the Turtle a platform, man. This nigga is.
Just forget this motherfucker was crying on drink taps, dog.
That shit was funny.
Now who's giving this nigga a pass on that?
That shit was funny. See, if I was Eminem, I would just come out and make one massive diss song, like massive diss song. Because I will say, like, even though I'm not an Eminem fan like that, the nigga can battle rap. Like, when he really get in his bag, there are songs that I do fuck with. Like, all right, that nigga got like bars.
He already killed him with Dale in the coffin.
Yeah, but that, nah, he need to come out with the. There's so much new dirt. Man, there's so much new dirt. Like, you could do a whole song just on the fucking drink champs crying. Like, nigga, and he probably looking at this shit like, come on, man, it's too easy. Like, it's like, matter of fact, you know what he should do? He should call Metro Boomin to give him one of them da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da beats, and he's just going to be like, it's too easy. It's just too easy. That's it. Like, you don't even got to say shit. You ain't got to say shit. This is what I was saying when Meek Mills was having that's a big drink since 3 p.m., nigga. Shit. All right, man. I'm Gucci. Huh? I'm good. You good?
Too, man. We out of this motherfucker. You soft, man.
Peace, baby shit rappers.